So, speaking of Bernie Bros and Bernie himself, I was going to talk about this yesterday, but I'll talk about it this morning because it is still a topical conversation, if you will. And people talked about during the 2016 about the populist movement and Brexit and all these other things. Folks, 2020 is shaping up to be the year of the populist. It's that simple. Now, I don't think Bernie's getting the nomination. I really don't. Simply because to hand Bernie the actual nomination, to make him the standard bearer of the party, is the end of the Democratic establishment as we know it, as I've said many times on my show. And we are looking at the possibility, although it's going to be much tougher for the Democratic establishment to do this, the brokered convention strategy, as Bernie Sanders is running away with the nomination on the Democratic side as a rebuke to typical Democratic nonsense and really a generation, much like was seen during President Trump's rise in 2016 and his successful base that he has culled together. Bernie Sanders has done this as well. How has he done it? By speaking essentially the exact same college talking points that college students have been taught to adapt and love. If we notice, a majority of Bernie Sanders supporters are young people, the young people, if you will. And also, as an aside, can we stop with this nonsense where Bernie Sanders is running around Austin, Texas, talking about how he's going to win the state? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, stop the presses. Who is that? Vicky Vale. 6,000 people showed up to Austin for a rally. What is this? The state of Rhode Island? 6,000 people? The population of Texas is 25 million people, ladies and gentlemen. And that was in the last 2016, 2018. That isn't even reflective of the amount of people that are still pouring in. So you want to tell me 6,000, 8,000? Hell, I'll give you 20,000 people in Austin is reflective of the state going blue? Yeah, it's purpley, but having a bunch of people show up in Austin to support a socialist is like getting stuck behind a fat person at a buffet. It's gonna happen. So, let's just miss me with the nonsense of Bernie Sanders winning Texas. Not gonna happen. All right? Maybe if you had an Andrew Yang or somebody, maybe somebody like that, but there's no way that Bernie's running through Texas. Not yet. Okay, that would be something that I would be absolutely shocked. Shocked to see. You people in the chat room, man, I love you, but you people are fierce. Oh, so we get 6 hours of the brief today? I don't know. Y'all gonna crowdfund me for another 3 additional hours? I'm a capitalist, man. I go by the woke Joker philosophy in the dark night. If you're good at something, never do it for free. So, anyway, back into this. I also want to throw this out here before I forget, because I got a lot of things that I'm juggling around in this opening monologue. People are talking about how these interviews have been revealed in 60 Minutes about how Bernie praised Castro and all these other things in previous years. And they're going, well, there goes Florida. And then he walks around talking about how fracking is going to get banned and he doesn't need fracking anymore. And he goes, well, there goes Pennsylvania. Have we thought, ladies and gentlemen, that Bernie might not want to actually be president? Right? Because in the end, let's say Bernie does get in, but the House and the Senate go Republican as a complete rebuking of it. Has Senator Sanders accomplished his goal? Now, we have to really think about this. And we're talking about populist v. populist here on the Bear Brief and the Crusade Channel. The last live radio station standing. Always on air. Always online at crusadechannel.com. This whole idea is, I think Bernie and Mike Church of the Mike Church Show, who I'm filling in for, talked about this Bernie the Red. It's the revolution that Bernie cares about. It's the promulgation of these ideas. He doesn't want to get into office and then get stymied for 4 or 8 years by a Republican-controlled Congress. Yeah, pen and a phone. He can do some stuff here and there. I get it. But the overall goal of radical transformation. And yeah, Obama did it to some extent. But that's not Bernie. Bernie wasn't even happy with that. Bernie wants more. And so, I don't think Bernie cares. I think Bernie wants the nomination just like he wanted to run in 2016 and now to push his ideas. To make them what? To make them mainstream. To push the Overton window. To make it acceptable to talk about these things. And of course, he's aided by an army of mental midgets that talk about things like, oh, socialism will make sure that your life, you will not be indebted your entire life. Yeah, but your kids will be if they're not murdered in the womb. And I also want to throw this question out here, and I'm going to ask Matt Gaspers of Catholic Family News when he joins me at 8:30 Eastern Time. This is a very interesting question for us Catholics to, and even my evangelical and Protestant friends. The Catholic Church, specifically Pope Francis, the Holy Father, has not been very kind to one President Donald John Trump. So we have, if we have a President Trump versus Senator Sanders, who does the church tactically support, you know, doesn't openly support, but suggests you should support? Will the church follow church history and condemn socialism outright? Will they meekly do so and allow those who preach the ideas of socialism being in line with Catholic teaching to be okay? While Senator Sanders stumbles in his walker around the country talking about universal health care, and the liberal Catholics will swoon. Oh, universal health care. Oh, taking care of this. Oh, universal pre-K. All the things that just make them look like it's at a 1920s evangelical revival, just fainting when Bernie talks about these things. Even he's starting to see it now when Bernie's like, what is universal pre-K? What could you do? And some priests are going, oh, you know how much time I would have if you did that? Uh-uh, not your answer you're supposed to have, Father, Padre. Not a good look. But they, what it's going to be, the presidential populist v. populist election will be the proxy of an open, conflict between the two sides, between Catholic right and Catholic left, if you really want to get bare bones about it.